The following presentation was recorded live by HAudio.com.
A reading from the Rambam, Hilchos Lulav, Perek Ches, Sukkah Lulav. The Rambam says, Alokh Yud Beis, Perek Ches, Afal Pi Shechol HaMoed Leis Mitzvah L'Smoyach Behem. Even though all of the Yom Tovim, it's a mitzvah to have joy in them, V'chag HaSukkis Oysa B'Migdash Yom Simcha Yisera. On Sukkot, in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a special and extravagant joy. Shenemar, because it says in the Torah, V'samachtem l'fnei Hashem Elokeichem. V'keitzed ha'yoisim. How did they do this? So they would make, in the Beis HaMikdash, a bima. And after Yontav Rishayim, every day of the Chol HaMoed, after they were makriv, the tomid of the Bein Arbayim, they would be sameach the whole day and the whole night. How was this simcha? They would have instruments, achol olmake, umanagnim bekino, uvigvolim, uvmetzaltayim, cymbals, uvchol kleishir, all of the instruments. Each one in the instrument that he knew how to play. And whoever knew how to sing, sang. And whoever knew how to dance, would dance. And whoever knew how to juggle, they would do everything and they would sing. And the Rambam goes on to say, Mitzvah lahalbeis b'simchazu. It's a commandment to do as much as you can in this joy. They didn't allow anybody who wanted to come. Somebody who was a great fiddler. They wouldn't allow everyone who wanted to come to take part in this, in the actual performance. Ele gedele chachmi Yisrael, the greatest of the wise men of the Jews. Gedele chachmi Yisrael, the greatest. The roshei hayeshivas and the leaders of the yeshivas, vaSanhedrin and the Sanhedrin. For those who know, this is a fantastic thing. Chachme Yisrael, that means the Gedalim. The Gedalim is Hillel, is Shammai. They were also in the Sanhedrin. Roshei yeshivas, not necessarily were in the Sanhedrin, but the Rambam lists them before. The roshei yeshivas, vaBitzei Teira. V'asanedrin, v'achasidim, v'hazkenim, all the wise men, v'anshei maisa, and those who worked for the Jewish people. Heim shoyim aragdim umsapkim umnagim. These are the ones who played their instruments, who sang, who danced, who did juggling. Kol ha'om, the rest of the people, anoshim, anoshim, and ataf, kulim bon, lirois v'lishmoya. The rest came to see and to hear. The Rambam finishes, HaSimcha sheyismach odem ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah uva'avas ha-keil shetziva behem, the joy that a person takes in doing the commandments and loving the Creator who commanded us, this is a great service of God. And anyone who keeps himself back from this joy is in trouble. The question is, what is it that, you know, if the instruments make us happy, so what's the difference who's playing the instruments? The joy. The dancing. What's the difference who's dancing? What's the difference who's dancing? The one who can dance best. The person who sings best. The greatest singers. You know, they're not necessarily the greatest wise men or the Rosh Yeshivas or the people of Sanhedrin. But it says, no, we wouldn't let them. Famous singers wouldn't let them come in and base some English. No, they can watch. It's for them to watch. Why? So I'll tell you. You see, it's where the joy comes from. The Rambam is telling us that the joy has to come. The joy, it can be frivolous. You could have won a tennis match and have joy. That's not what we're talking about. This joy has got to be the genuine, the joy that comes from being with the Eternal, the one who's doing the mitzvah Hashem, the the lover of God. The lover of God. And this is the obligation. This is what we have to achieve. And the question is, how do you go about achieving it? So we all know that there are stories told in the Holocaust that the Nazis took out a group of Jews. They're going to shoot them. And in their sadistic way, they said, sing. Sing and dance for us. Sing and dance. And the Jews didn't want to sing and dance. I mean, they're going to get killed. Yeah? They didn't want to. But they started beating them. So they started a song. And they started a slow shuffle, a dance. And they said, louder, louder. Come on. Liven it up. And they were singing, Ashreinu matoiv chalkeinu manoim goraleinu. How wonderful it is to be a Jew. How good it is to us. How good is our lot. And the Nazi said, faster, louder. And at a magical moment, it turned. They got into it. They were singing. They were really full of joy. Ashreinu matoiv chalkeinu, Ashreinu matoiv chalkeinu. And the Nazis watched them singing and dancing, and they got nervous. They said, stop! Enough! Enough! Stop! But they went on singing. And they went in and beat them and kicked them. And they went on singing and they were dancing. Until the Nazis shot them where they are. What kind of human beings are this? So the Gemara tells us a story. The Gemara tells us a story that Rabbi Akiva and his chaverim were here on the Temple Mount. And this was in the generation after the destruction of the temple was fresh. They had seen the temple in its glory. And now they saw the destruction. And they tore their clothes. And they saw a shul, a fox, going into the Holy of Holies, into the inner sanctum. They saw this fox entering the inner sanctum. And all of the chaverim, all of the greats of Rabbi Akiva burst out crying. They burst out crying to see a fox entering into the Holy of Holies, they who remembered the temple worship in all its glory. And Rabbi Akiva burst out laughing. He laughed with delight. So they said to him, Akiva, Akiva, what are you laughing about? And he said to them, why are you crying? And they said, what do you mean why we're crying? The temple, the holiest place of the Jewish people, where a simple Kohen would walk into the Holy of Holies, he would die on the spot. That sanctification of the temple, and here foxes are roaming in it. And he said, that's why I'm laughing. That's why I'm laughing, he said. Because the prophet foretold it. And just like the prophet foretold the destruction, the prophet foretold its reconstruction. And he said, inasmuch as the prophecy came through of the destruction, the prophecy will come through of the reconstruction. And I'm anticipating it. Now, the Talmud is great. Now, did Rabbi Akiva know why they were crying? Did he have to ask, why are you crying? What do you want to hear from them? He knew why they were crying. Come, there's the Beis HaMikdash. He tore his clothing himself. What is he asking? He's focusing their attention, you see. He says, why are you crying? And they say, look, the destruction. It's so real. Look at the destruction. Look at what we're missing. Look what we've lost. We see it. It's real. And he said, you see it? It's real. I see the construction just as real. That's why I'm laughing. You understand? Is it real? I see it just as real. That's why I'm laughing. There's a fellow who came to the yeshiva because on Simchas Torah he was in Russia. And the streets of Russia were packed with Jews singing Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu. under the eyes of the KGB, they were singing. Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu. And they were dancing. And this fellow said he could swear that their joy was genuine. And he couldn't understand, how can people, what do you mean, Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu? What are you talking about? Look where you are. The KGB is watching you. You don't know whether they're going to bust your home in tonight. What are you singing? You see, he saw the murder. He saw the Nazis. He saw the KGB. Like the Chaverim of Rabbi Akiva. He saw the destruction. What the Jews who were dancing in Russia, and the Jews who danced while they were being shot, they saw like Rabbi Akiva. They saw the reality of Am Yisrael. The window opened up for them. The window opened up for them to the extent they were indifferent to the KGB, to the Nazis, to any of the mundane considerations of this world. Yeah, mundane. Life is mundane. Now, we're capable of that. Even secular, you're talking about Russians who don't know Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu. They don't know our concept of a God of love, of a God of creation, of a God who taught us Torah Chayim, of the wisdom that's implicit in every word of our instructions for living, of the secrets of the universe that we are imparted to and we grow up with, the five levels of being an intellectual, the five levels of free will, the definitions that love is an obligation. They don't know any of this. What is it that they're... What opened up for them? What opened up for them is the realization, Am Yisrael Chai. We're different. We've lasted and we're going to outlast all the oppressors. We have meaning. We have a cause. Over there in Russia, what can they contribute? But they're part of it. Over there in the Nazi concentration camps, what could they do because they are Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu? They can dance and make a Nazi murderer nervous. And how much we can do. And how much we have done. And how much we can do. That joy of those Jews in Russia, of those Jews who were being massacred, of Rabbi Akiva, that's nothing you can pay a talented man to produce. That joy is a flame. That joy is lifting. That's what the Jewish people, men, women, and children, came to see, to be lifted. We don't have the Gedolei Chachmei Yisrael. We don't have the Rosh Yeshivas. We don't have the Sanhedrin. We're the ones who have to reconstruct that joy. We have to open that window. We have to feel Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu. We have to realize how far we've come and how far we can bring all of our brethren. How fortunate we are. That mitzvah to take joy in doing the instructions of our Creator of the universe, and of loving Him, of being one with Him, of running with Him, of running in front of Him, of introducing Him to the world. That's our joy. Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu.
You have been listening to eshaudio.com. For information about our online services, visit our website. To contact one of our representatives, write to eshaudio@esh.com. Shalom from Jerusalem.